Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven.
Another day in paradise. Big Daddy's Hard Talk Radio, Volume 21. Wow.
Wow.
21 is my favorite number. And
yes.
I am Big Daddy, and I have my BFF, my close companions, my good buddy, Alicia Brown, Darren Brown. She helped me out today again. Say what's up.
We gotta get me a name. Get down, Brown. Now. Hey, everybody, what's up?
So, we're gonna get into the show. We have a, you know, pretty good show today. I got my man from the Sixers reporter, Pete Pulpley. He's calling in to talk about, you know, the draft lottery is.
Yes, that's what happens when you're live. Anything can happen.
Technical difficulties. I'm so sorry. I'm cracking up right now because I don't believe that just happened. First time ever, 21 shows in, and I get cut off right in the middle of my own damn show. Anyway,
that's because you said it was your favorite number.
Yeah, really. My man Keith Popley is calling in. He's the Sixers reporter. We are a day from the draft lottery. We're going to find out what pick we'll have. So, you know, we'll be able to talk to him. We'll get into some relationship stuff. I'm sitting there watching the news at the same time. And, forgive me for my distractions. But there was four girls that was killed in Bridgeton. Coming home from their prom, crashed, and it's a sad situation. That's why we always gotta be prayerful, and especially with these young people and these proms. And my son, he's gonna be going to prom in a matter of weeks. Hey, you just gotta stay prayed up because you never know what's gonna happen. Now these four girls, you know, they lost their lives, and they'll never know, you know, what it's like to be adults. Full
right.
Adults and not so bad for the parents, you know. That's a hurt piece. Like if I heard that happened to one of my kids, I don't know what I would do. So I would keep going, but you know what I'm saying? I'll be deeply hurt. I know you feel the same way.
Absolutely. You know, it happens. Seems like it happens every year. These tragedies during prom and you know graduation time, but you know they put like the cars out front of the school to show, you know, like a destroyed car out front of these schools just to kind of show these kids, but unfortunately it doesn't really resonate until it actually happens to one of their friends or family members, so it's just tragic.
So it's a sad situation. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We all hear you.
And, I had to switch over. I was trying to do something, but anyway.
Come on, Big Daddy. Get it together.
I know. I'm a little thrown off. We're going to take this first commercial break, and then we'll come right back into some wrestling talk. And then hopefully Keith will be calling in. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 21.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 21. And I am Big Daddy, and I'm here with my buddy, my BFF, Felicia Get Down, all the way around Brown.
Hey, everyone. I don't know if I'm all the way around, but we'll see.
We're going to get to some WWE news. There was a rumor about Lillian Garcia being released.
Yeah.
It was a rumor. It wasn't true. And this is my problem with the internet. They take stuff, they run with it. You got to watch what you take from the internet and see if it's true or not, because a lot of people will they'll hear something, they'll go and run with it, and it's not cool. And that was one thing that wasn't cool. And she took a little bit of time off because her father's ill, and they made a big deal out of it, and it really didn't have to be. And you and I were having a discussion earlier, and I wanted you to elaborate on what we were talking about.
Yes. In addition to the Lillian Garcia stuff, I just have, you know, some beef with WWE right now. I have lots of beef with them, actually, on a lot of things. But in particular, just this weekend, it turns out WWE actually released the date that Seth Rollins, the long-awaited person that we're waiting for, will be returning from his injury. I'm not going to personally say the date. You know, if you want to look it up yourself, that's fine. But I just have a big problem with them, you know, saying when certain wrestlers that are guaranteed big pops are going to return. Mm. Because, you know, that takes away a lot of the suspense, you know. You know, back in the day, like when the Royal Rumble was hot, you know, we were excited to see who would return after so many years, or, you know, so many months or whatever. But there's just no suspense now, and I feel like that's a big problem. But on the flip side, you know, someone brought up that WWE's hurting for ratings right now. You know, their top guys are out, you know, with injuries. So giving out that date kind of guarantees ratings, you know, at these times. So, I heard that Randy Orton along with Bray Wyatt will be returning the same time as Seth Rollins around that time. And Cena will actually be returning about a week or two before Seth Rollins. So, like I said, I won't give out any dates. You guys can find it out for yourselves. I don't want to be a spoiler. I like to be surprised in movies and wrestling and everything. So that is what it is.
All right.
Hey,
not to cut you off.
Angry.
I am angry, Faye. Hi.
Everybody,
hi.
We got
Faye. How
are you? Faye Jackson calling in. She's busy, but I wanted her to call in because she has an announcement. Go ahead, Faye.
Ooh.
Go ahead and make your announcement.
All right, so Ring of Honor is finally going to be releasing the Women of Honor pay-per-view, but it's not going to be on pay-per-view, it's going to be on TV, so it should be on your local channel Comet in about 3 weeks, and as well, I will be wrestling in Baltimore July 8th for Ring of Honor. Don't know who my opponent is yet, but... you guys can check that out. And I'm also wrestling this Sunday for Aspire Pro Wrestling. I have a triple threat against Jenny Rose and Mandy Leon.
Wow.
And
so
Big
you're
Daddy.
Gigs.
Big Daddy and Felicia Brown will be in the house.
Yes.
We'll bring us
on. We're coming to check you out.
I want time.
I'm going to get a big old sign with a big old booty on it.
No,
you know
I'm going to do that. It's my idea.
Get your life. So how are you guys doing? I'm actually on lunch break. One thing I wanted to, call in and tell you guys about is like as soon as I walked into work, I work for StubHub now, and StubHub has just released new jerseys for the 76ers because we're going to
Yes.
Yeah, did
yes.
you see that?
We're going to be sponsoring
the 76ers. So it's like the Sixers will never just leave me alone. You guys are following me everywhere.
Here we go. Yeah, they're following you all over the place.
Yep. But I know that's a huge deal on both ends, your end and my end.
Yes. It's perspective maybe like $100 million deal when it's all said
yep.
and done at the end of the 3 years. So that's going to happen. The Sixers was the first one to jump on it. But that is going to happen around the league. It's going to be all the teams are going to have some type of sponsor on their jersey. But the Sixers were the first one to go about it. And that's huge. That's really huge.
And it's not like the WNBA jerseys where it's like you don't even know what team is what. They're not going to be big logos. It's just something small. It's cute. We got the email today. They sent an email and pictures of it. Actually, they're quite nice.
Yeah.
Not tacky.
As I said, it was all over the local news, and it says StubHub is right over top. The left shoulder there. It's in plain view, but it's not blocking the Sixers emblem at all. And like I said, it's a good idea.
And
what else I wanted to say?
Oh, you guys were talking about I didn't get to talk about the releases with you guys last week.
How you feel about it?
some of them, it was kind of like, it made sense. Like, you don't need the two little people wrestlers anymore if you're not using them. So, you know, bye. Sandow was a shock. And who else was a shock? I guess Santino Morello is not really a shock, but, you know, he had a good run there.
Santino Morella had a real good run, and he had already retired anyway. So
yeah.
He was collecting checks for pretty much doing nothing. So the gravy train is over, so it was what it was.
Exactly.
But we have
Cameron
a caller,
wasn't
another
a
caller.
So.
And I'm going to put this caller through. Hold on a second.
What's going
My
on?
My man, George. What's going on, buddy?
How's everybody?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's got to be old boy with me. Come on now. How you doing?
What's going on, George?
Now, George.
Hi,
George.
George.
You're on with me. You got Faye and you got Felicia.
Oh, three again. So
he
it's a handicap
it
thing
way.
Going on. You got that right. Go down swinging. Now, hold up. Let me ask a question. Hey, Faye?
Yeah, so it's not funny.
Hey, you ain't Cambodian or Ethiopian or nothing like that, are you?
Ha, ha, ha,
you got it. Nah, next time somebody asks you that, lie, okay? Lie, get that money, all right? second question is, can somebody take Cameron off my hands? I know she broke and everything, she don't got a job, but she taking all, she emptying my account. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she need to get back. Huh?
Yeah, how is she doing this? No, how is she doing
how
this?
She doing
how is she emptying her account?
I mean, I don't know. This girl got a rich, expensive account. I'm trying to call WWE to take her back because I can't take her no more, man. So I'm just through. I'm through with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just. Hey, look, I'm on the shelf too, like Big Daddy too, man. So I can't really do much anyway. So it's all good.
Yeah.
But hey, I messed my wrist up pretty bad, so. You know, it's bad if the doctor say, hey, come in the office without telling you over the phone, you know? But, hey,
really?
You know, Faye, huh?
Really? That's what he said?
Yeah, come in the office and talk to me. I'm like, come on now, I got 3 minutes on my phone. You better tell me on the phone. Gas ain't free. That's all I can say.
I know that's right.
Now,
hey,
they call
look,
you
in,
and it's something serious.
It had to be something serious. But see, it's just my wrist, man, you know? When your girl try to jump off the dresser and try to do a 450 on you, you know, you know, bad thing is going to happen. So I don't know what to tell you. So I try my best.
Stop watching that porn hub so much, give your wrist a break, you won't hurt
you back. You know what?
Hey, well, I heard what happened to Emma, man. I guess you're going to be out for a long time, right?
What happened to Emma?
Then she has
her
back surgery. Yeah, back surgery.
Wow.
She got a disc
to
in her back. Now, the question is, it's a good question because me and my boy was talking about it like an hour ago. Should most of these major stars cut down on road shows? Because that's where most of them get hurt is on these road shows.
So you can
you
look
know,
at that two different ways. Like, yeah, if they cut down on the amount of road shows, they wouldn't get injured. But on the flip side of that, just like I said last week, Arn Anderson was talking about that, and he had said that the majority of cats' bodies aren't conditioned for that ring pounding that his and the generation before was used to. Because they used their time off instead of getting in the ring. They're doing personal appearances. They're starting to act and do movies, this, that, and the fourth. They're making more money. But you know how it is when you're doing labor and you're doing hard work, you start to build calluses on your hands, and your hands get immune to certain things. That's the same way with your body when you start to train and take the bumps. You know, when you first take a bump, your breath will rush out of you, you're out of your winded. But once you get conditioned to bumping consistently, you build up the tolerance for it. And I think that's the problem with a lot of these younger wrestlers, is that it's not about wrestling anymore. It's about sports entertainment, and they're not concentrating on their craft enough to harden their bodies up to really do that endurance. And the majority of the cats that, you know, that do stick around a long time, eventually your body gets endurance. But there's so many people getting injured so much nowadays, it has to be that. It has to be the fact that their bodies aren't really conditioned for the ring. I'm not saying that they're out of shape, that they're in great shape. It's just you have to be in ring shape. There is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could say the same thing about, like, the moves they make and they get themselves hurt. You could say the same thing about, you know, Nikki Bella. She, her finisher messed up her neck. You know what I mean?
And that has a lot to do with it, too. Because back in the
yep.
day, you grabbed the arm bar, you grabbed the leg, you worked the body part, you had your high spots, you worked it. You understand what I'm saying? You drug a match out. So you wasn't, like, it seems like nowadays they come right out and go 0-60. And it's mm-hmm. no slow build up. So if you're constantly going, you're constantly jumping off of it, you're constantly jumping through that, and this, that, and the fourth, eventually, yeah, something's going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's what, say, the, you could even go back further. You can go back further to Hulk Hogan. Many times he does his leg drop. Look how his back is all jacked up. He had many back surgeries and probably still more coming, you know?
Yeah.
That's
also,
the price
Hogan
of pain.
Hogan wrestled for years. Hogan had longevity.
Yeah.
He wrestled for years before his body started to break down. You know, once you get to a certain age, you really have to stop. And I'm a witness to that, so my knees are shot. But you do have to, you have to get into that gym and train in that ring consistently.
Yep.
Like, not just once a week. You have to go at least 3 or 4 times a week.
And get your body
at
ready
least.
For it. Get used to it.
Exactly. So, I mean, this guy's still going in their 60s. I don't know how they can do it. You know what I mean? But, you know, more.
They've been doing it so long. Like, if you look at Nikolai Volkov looks like the Crypt Keeper. But he still can go in there and ring. And
yep, he's still taking
I'm sorry. And he's still taking booking. He's still working.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he's old as dirt. Like, he looks his age, but he still can go.
But guys, I get back to work, so I will talk to you next week.
All right,
babe. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, Faye.
All right, Faye. Use that Ethiopian accent, please.
Yeah, all right. What is an Ethiopian
right.
accent?
No, it's
something she said. The guys are flirting with her, trying to.
Yeah, I know. I'm calling George out. That's what I'm
you
doing.
You gonna call
I
me
know.
Out?
Yeah,
you
I'm
call me
out.
Oh man, my goodness! See, you can't call out born again Christian like me. I'm just gonna be.
Oh wow!
Here.
I know the real George.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Look, guys, I got to go. So now she said that. I got to
Yeah.
But, nah, it's cool, man. Like I said, I got to go in here and get this wrist checked out. Never let your woman do a 450 and you looking the other way. So, you know.
Hey.
Conditioning.
Thanks for calling there.
All right, thanks. Y'all have a good one,
Bye.
All right? Bye.
Bye. Like I said, leave that Pornhub alone. Get that wrist to break, it won't be hurting you bad.
Guess you would know.
Yeah.
Well, back to my issue.
We're going
to
jump. What did you ask?
Whatever you going to do next.
We're going to jump into this second commercial break, get this out of the way. And then we'll be right back. Hopefully, Keith will be calling in. If not, we're going to start to some relationship talk here on Sports Daddy. Sports Daddy. Woo! Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 21. Sports Daddy, that's right.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 21. Waiting for my man Keith to call in. But until then, we're going to get into a relationship talk. And I know, Felicia, I want to get into this now because I know I can't keep you for too long. I know you got someplace to be. So we're going to get into it now. Here's my question. When is it okay to discipline a stepchild?
What do you mean, like when in your relationship with that person's mother or father?
Like if you're with you with your lady or you're with your fella, and you guys get married and she or he already has children, when is it okay to discipline? Like, should you discipline them? Should you not discipline them? Is there a problem? And you know what? Hold that thought, because here's the call. We're gonna get back on this. I want to take this call. Welcome to Big Daddy's Hard Talk. Is this my man, Keith?
Yeah, man. Get back to that conversation.
All right. I'm gonna hear so about when is it okay?
Huh?
When is it okay for you to discipline your stepchildren?
Well, I don't know. I think it depends on how long you've been in that relationship. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you just some dude that just got in there, and you just trying to, like, take control. You know, I think it's best to let someone else do it. But I think if you know, let's keep it real now. If you met the lady when the baby was two, and pops or mom, whoever was never around, and you like taking care of and you raising that kid like it's your own, then that's your kid. If you wanna be real.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I also don't think it's a matter of when, but a matter of what you are disciplining that child on. You know,
well,
if it's something that, you know, it's strictly maybe like the dad side or, you know, an issue that they're having. Oh, my dad said I can do this or whatever. You got to kind of pick and choose, you know, what you decide to step in on.
Yeah, but I also think that, like, when you have something like that, like, I think all parents, I mean, you know, the biological parent and the step-parent, I think, and it's hard, but I think, like, whatever beef y'all have when it comes down to a child, you have to get over that because, you know, you know, because it's sometimes that you may have to discipline that person. And you know how it is, like, mm-hmm. man, why you hit my kid or why you say that to my kid? But sometimes the kid could be wrong. But at the same time, I think if everybody raises, like, you know, you go old school and say it takes a village, and then we know that everything will be fine. But y'all know how it is. Like, you know what I mean? Somebody like, yo, you have a beef with your baby's mama's dad. I mean, boyfriend, excuse me. Because he's in that, you know, he's living in the crib and this and that, and you don't want that. So no matter what that person does, you know, you want to hold it against me. So that's mm-hmm. just my thing. I'm glad I don't have those problems,
now,
though. What?
I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been on both sides because, okay. you know, I'm just breaking real. My current wife and I, we came into the relationship, she already had two kids. Okay, she had two boys. Now, I've been the father figure in their lives since one was 9 and the other one was 5. So,
okay.
you know, they're older now. Like, they're both grown, both adults. So I've been there their whole, you know what I'm saying? So did I discipline them? Hell yeah, I disciplined them. I whooped their ass. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna hold you. Because I was that male figure in the house. You
mm-hmm.
know, and both their fathers was nowhere around. Like, the one father would come get his son every 3 months or every 4 months, and the other father disappeared, and he needed to get in contact to his son because his son had already graduated high school. So as far as I was concerned, if I'm that male figure and this is my house, I'm whooping ass, and I dared anybody
yeah,
to say anything.
Yeah, that's a different situation. You know that. I mean, because, you know, basically you raised him, like I said in the beginning. But with mm-hmm. the only time mm-hmm. I think, like, if somebody should get an attitude or, like, if I would get an attitude, and like I said, I'm glad I don't have that problem, is if, like, you know, my lady right now, her and I, my daughter's 5, and let's say that we got
mm-hmm.
a divorce. I mean, I hope not, but let's just say that. And then somebody
she's very
comes
cute.
In there,
your daughter's very cute,
all,
by the way. Go ahead.
So then
you
it's like,
very
you know.
Cute daughter.
Oh, thank you. She mm-hmm. looks after my... Let me stop. But anyway, so let's just say, like, you know what I mean? If something like that goes down, you know, I don't know how I can handle it. You understand what I'm saying? So it has to be one of those things where, because let's keep it real, it's kind of like, yo, first of all, you salty because you upset because this guy, you know, is in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, you upset because, you know, they like disciplining your kid, and you don't want anyone doing that. So you take it to another level sometimes. Or, you
yeah,
know what I mean? Your ego gets involved, you know?
Mm-hmm. So let me say this. Let me say the other side of the story. Now, like I said, this is what I came to. But also, excuse me, I had my own daughter, and she lived with her mother, and her mother remarried. And when her mother remarried, there was another dude in the house, or whatever, and he wasn't beating on her or nothing like that, but he disciplined her, and I had to deal with it because she was living under his rule. Now, eventually, my ex-wife divorced him, and he was out of the scene anyway because he started acting like an ass, and now she's about to remarry to a guy who I think is a pretty decent dude, but I had to swallow that. You understand what I'm saying? As I could see it both sides. Because here was me in the house with two children that wasn't mine that I was disciplining and raising, but there's my daughter under somebody else's house.
Yeah, she
had to follow a certain
yeah.
amount of rules. And my daughter, I love her to death. She's a very mouthy, very opinionative young lady. So, it's both sides of the coin. We have a caller.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let this caller through. Hold on.
Okay.
This is Big Daddy Car Talk.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Who's calling? How you doing?
This is Shay. I'm good.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, I heard you had a crazy... No, ask the question again, please.
And we were talking about discipline and stepkids.
Okay.
Like, would you discipline a stepkid, or would you get mad if someone else disciplined your kid?
Are the stepkids living in the same house as I am?
Yeah.
Then everybody gets disciplined the same. I wouldn't treat them no different.
There you go.
No difference whatsoever. If you're under my rules in my household and I'm calling you my kid, you're getting disciplined the same way as my child is getting disciplined, because you legally are my child.
There you go. There it is. You had a question?
Yeah, I heard you had a crazy man on your show earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Complaining about his wrist.
Yeah, he was lying on me. I just want to put that out there.
So you did a 450 and he didn't catch you right, and you hurt his wrist.
Yeah, that's his story. I'm going to let him stick to it, but he's lying.
That's funny.
Totally lied on me, Big Daddy. I would never hurt nobody. Not like that. I'm afraid of heights anyway. Look, I'm afraid of heights. Why would I do a 450? Are you serious? So, yeah, I just had to call him, let you know that. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling.
He's upset.
All right,
talk to you later.
Calling, babe.
No problem.
All right, Keith, the reason why I brought you off, you know the draft lottery is tomorrow.
Yeah.
If we luck up and get the first round, get the first pick, what do we do?
Man, that's a tough one. You know, if you would have asked me, if you would have asked me on, let's say, Tuesday before I went to the draft combine, I would say got to get Ben Simmons, right? But the more, I'm still leaning towards him, but the more that I was talking to NBA types, you know, they were talking about they like Brandon Ingram, right? But the reason being is, you know, they're saying that they think that he plays harder. They think that you know, he can, you know, he's a better shooter. Apparently his character, and I'm not going to say anything about Ben Simmons' character, but a lot of NBA executives rave over Brandon Ingram's character, right? So I'm like, today, I'm like, yeah, Brandon Ingram. But then I thought about it, and I thought about who was coaching him. So one guy goes to LSU, and he's like the big-time recruit at LSU. He's playing on a team that where he has to carry the team. The team is worse than what he thought it was going to be. And he shut down.
Yes.
Right? He shut down.
Yes, he did.
So – but then you look at the other guy who he's at Duke. He can't afford to shut down, because if he shuts down, Coach K is going to bench him or probably kick him off the team or do some other stuff. And it's like, yeah, you know what? You're a McDonald's All-American. You're supposed to go first or second in the draft. But look, bro, you're going to – if you go first – you're going to be at least the fourth guy that I had that went first overall in the draft. So he had no choice but to play hard. You understand what I'm saying? And he wasn't treated like
exactly
the superstar. So, you know, it's a tough decision. And I'm not going to knock one dude because, I mean, it's bad to quit. It's bad to quit. But I don't know totally what he was told. And I don't know totally what the situation was like. I will say this. When the Sixers played down in New Orleans, I read an article, and the article was basically insinuating that some dudes on the team was jealous of them. So it seemed like they had some problems down there.
Okay. So if we do pick up Ben Simmons, can he – let's just say it happens, we pick up Ben Simmons. Could he coexist with Joel Embiid, Noel, Joel Okafor, you got Serge coming, where does Ben Simmons fit in with these guys I just mentioned?
I mean, I think he could coexist because, you know, as much as you people want to say about him, in the beginning of the season, you know, when everything was going well and everybody was raving over him, he was playing point forward. You know what I mean? He was getting everybody involved.
Yeah.
You know, I think that he'll fit well. You know, I think both of them will. Now, the thing is, well, who has the bigger upside? Who's the one 10 years from now that we think can become a superstar? You know what I mean? Because, you know, right now people's comparing one to LeBron James and the other one to Kevin Durant. And neither one of them can be LeBron James or Kevin Durant. But we just want to compare them to them.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
It is like,
so,
who do you rather have, Superman or the Incredible Hulk? It's still like, you know, LeBron James. LeBron James is an NBA megastar, and so is Kevin Durant. So either way, you're getting the star. If they play half as good as what the players you're comparing them to, you're making out.
Yeah, I mean, but, excuse me, my allergies. But here's the thing, man. Like,
allergies affected everybody. Allergies affected me as well as Felicia Brown. These allergies are something. And I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Yeah, no. But here's the thing. I think that what we need to do is, talking about, like, people in Philly, you know, we all want the next superstar. And you can tell that just by the time that whenever AI comes to game, y'all know that, people go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They go crazy.
They
I don't think that draft is as good as people think. You know what I mean? I just don't. Now, you know, Ben Simmons, he has a chance. I don't think he's there yet to be, you know, a perennial all-star. I don't think he's there yet because he needs to learn how to shoot and do some other things. And, you know, like that pouting stuff, he has to, you know, he has to get over that. But at the same time,
Not to cut you off, but that's what scares me. Because if he pouted and acted like that in LSU, when he comes here, it's pretty much the same situation. We're not going to be that good. It's going to be hard time. Is he going to come here and pout and quit on us too?
But, though, I mean, we got a dude who people love, and I like him too. I mean, I don't know if he likes me. Joel Embiid. I mean, he almost beat up the trainer, man. He was about to beat up the trainer. You got another dude that was knocking people out. And I know it's a different culture. But what I'm just saying, it's like right now it just seemed like that was – if it was under the old regime, this would just be par for the course. Now, I tell you, if it was the old regime, he would be the first pick. So, I mean, so it's like, yeah, maybe he needs some stuff to grow. But, you know, the thing about it is, Jerry more so than Brian, it's like he's the type of guy, you know, he's old school, to look somebody in the eyes, so sit down and talk to him. And if he thinks that you can be a great person or you can, you know, like if he's not concerned, then, you know, you'll join his team. If not, then you don't. He's a very good judge of character, they say. You know what I mean? Like, the dude is old school, man, old school. So, you know, I would like to see how that interview goes. But I will say that, you know, he's also something for people to think about, that he's really good friends with Coach K. So,
you know,
and then this is one of Coach K's guys, Brandon Ingram. So you never know how that one's going to end up, you know? So, it's a tough one, dude. I'm sorry for talking in circles, but I just don't know at this time.
There's no problem. I appreciate you calling. I want to get your opinion closer we get to the draft. So, trust me, I'll be asking you to come back on again.
All right. Now,
again,
I have a question for you, though. Can I get
my buddy? Yeah, go ahead.
Would you trade if they got the first and the fourth pick, would you trade the fourth pick?
You should get out of my head, because that's what I've been thinking the whole time. Trade one of those picks and see if you could get a veteran shooter in here. Somebody who could close it, because I sat through a lot of them games. And a lot of those games we lost because we had no veteran leadership to help us close it out. So if you could get somebody that's a vet who could come in here, kind of mold the younger guys, or who could close out a couple of games,
and
trade the fourth pick. Because this draft is only pretty much two or three players deep anyway. My opinion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, trade that fourth pick.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm thinking, too.
Trade that fourth pick.
All right. Well, hey, man, I wish I could help you more, but I really, like you said, I really don't know. It's hard to judge everything until you know exactly what pick they get. But I tell you this.
Yeah.
I mean, you could call me next week or whatever, and then I can give you a better opinion after I talk to more people.
Cool. Next week, I want you to call back at that same time, and we'll talk about this further.
All right, bro. Have a nice one.
All right,
see
man.
You, lady.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm excited for the Sixers season. I'm excited.
I am, too. I can't wait, and I'm glad I got somebody like him on my side. So, you know, I can get like a little bit more of an inside of thing. And now, trust me, and I'm gonna say this real quick, and then we'll go back to some more relationship stuff before we close the show out, because I need you guys ready to go. But today I shared with you earlier, and now I'm sharing it with everybody out here in Radio Land. Today was the first day that I actually took walk steps without my walker. I just used my cane or actually, and I walked around. Thank you. And that was huge. So now, since I'm getting a little bit more mobile, trust believe I'm going to be at the draft parties. I'm going to be showing up places with the flight squad. I'm trying to catch up with Christian Crosby to see what's going on. You're going to see a whole lot more of Big Daddy out and about. I spent a whole year on the shelf just trying to get help, rehabbing, sitting in rehab places, sitting at home, this, that, and the fourth. So I really want to get out there and get this Big Daddy brand up and running again. Trust me, you're going to see me around.
Great.
Now, back to relationship stuff. I had a question right there, and I just forgot it. I'm getting old.
And?
Okay. Here it is. And I'm going to get into this, and this one might be deep. But I'm going to get personal. And I don't normally do this. But what if your teenage child decides to get married? Would you have an issue with it? How would you deal with it? What would you do?
Well, you know me, I have not teenage anymore, one's 20 years old, one's 19. I know them, so if they told me they were getting married, I'd laugh in their face and then probably, you know, punch them in it too. They're just not ready. You know, kids today are saying, oh, I'm an adult, I'm 18, I'm 20, whatever. But, you know, you're really not an adult until you get out there and, you know, live that life experience and let life actually smack you in the face. So I would say absolutely not. You're just not ready. You know, it's so much just being an adult on your own, in your own life, handling your own stuff, for you to jump into somebody else's world and have to take care of them and their life and their world, it's just not a good idea. You know, some people in their 40s and 30s can't handle it, so definitely not. And it also depends on, you know, who the guy is and what your situation with him is, so, or her is, so no way.
That was so well put that I'm not even going to go any deeper in it, because that's exactly what I was thinking. There's no way I can't even drum that in no further than what you just said. I'm going to take this last plug commercial, and then we're going to wrap the show up. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 21.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Remember, get driven, stay driven.
You know, my favorite commercial is Letters from Tunes.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
Ew, Watson.
Letters from Holmes. My God, do you have any grateful pond? You are silly. That's why I love you. We're going to wrap this episode up, Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 21. V. Brown, I want to thank you again for subbing in.
No problem.
You might be, you know, on the show permanently. It'd be there, three of us, me, you, and Trudy.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yes. Okay, next week, Keith, we're going to call back in. Excuse me. Is after we find out what pick we'll have in the draft. This will be the day after Faye Jackson would have had her match in Pissoff in New Jersey. So we'll be there checking her out, and we'll be talking about that and, you know, just the indie world in general. And anybody that's working indie shows who listens to the show, call in, plug your indie show. You know, talk about your indie fan. You know, I appreciate it. You know, I don't care. You know, if you want to plug your show. You know, I'm cool with that. You know, I worked the indies for years, and I appreciate indie wrestling. You know, I think it kind of went downhill over the years, but, again, I do appreciate indie wrestling. And on that note, there's three different types of people in the world, those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Big Daddy and V. Brown that make things happen. Good night, and God bless.
Good night.